Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Ornette Coleman up first today, Hollywood 1959. About the time he was getting started, his contract with Atlantic Records produced several discs. A composition by him called Just For You. Coleman plays alto saxophone, Don Cherry on cornet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums.
Thank you.
The Ornette Coleman Quartet for Atlantic Records, 1959, and Coleman's Just For You. Coleman, Don Cherry, cornet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Ornette's band in 1960 changed drummers for a while. Eddie Blackwell, equally as brilliant, came in to replace Billy Higgins. Charlie Hayden remains, as does Don Cherry, and of course Coleman on his alto. This work by Coleman is called The Fifth of Beethoven.
Thank you.
Ornette Coleman, 1960, for Atlantic Records, a composition by him, the fifth of Beethoven. Coleman on alto saxophone, Don Cherry on cornet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Eddie Blackwell on the drums. I usually think in terms of what comes to mind when I'm hearing something or seeing something, and John Cage always comes to mind when I listen to Ornette Coleman, and I'm sure there's an association there some way. Certainly there is in his philosophy, that is Coleman's and Cage's, in the way of looking at art, that it isn't confined to people judging and working out a system where people are bargained for. It has nothing to do with that. Ornette Coleman, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thanks so much. Like to do a jazz interpretation of a semi-classic. The song is you. Beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it playing. Is this the day? Alone, I've heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? Some my heart would sing. Beautiful rhapsody of love, youth and spring. Music is sweet, the way to truth, as long as you hear.
Anita O'Day in Chicago, live at a place called Mr. Kelly's. Maybe some of you were there. 1958. The song is You, written by Jerome Kern. Lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II. Joe Masters on piano, L.B. Wood on string bass, and John Poole on drums. And, of course, Miss O'Day singing beautifully. The song is You. The Dixieland All-Stars now for Promenade Records, 1963. A group of prominent great artists got together. Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Lou Carter on piano, Arvel Shaw on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Thank you. The Dixieland All-Stars, which translates into Buck Clayton trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor saxophone, Lou Carter on the piano, Orville Shaw bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. And they did two for you, Synthetic Blues and the traditional When the Saints Come Marching In. The Saints Come Marching In. Key Largo now, a composition by Benny Carter with some help by Carl Sustorf and Leah Worth. Sarah Vaughan used it effectively with her beautiful voice, the guitar work of Barney Kessel, and the string bass work of Joe Comfort.
Key Largo, alone on Key Largo, how empty it seems, with only my dreams. Strange cargo may come to Key Largo, but where is the face my heart won't erase? The moon tide rolling in from the sea is just watching the shore to find you once more. Key Largo, alone on Key Largo, how empty it seems with only my dreams. But where is the face my heart won't erase? The moon tide rolling in from the sea. Just watching the shore to find you once more in Key Largo. Find you once more in Key Largo. Thank you.
Listen to music like that, although I record it at home and all that sort of thing, I get lost. It's kind of a nice lost, you know. Sarah Vaughan, 1962, did Key Largo, written by Benny Carter. She was assisted on guitar by Barney Kessel, on bass by Joe Comfort, recorded by Roulette, and in Los Angeles, 1962. Oscar Peterson at the piano and Harry Edison, known as Sweets, in Los Angeles, 1974, do a blues, which they call Basie, for Pablo Records, all this stuff. And then Ralph Ranger's beautiful Easy Living. Excuse me. Sarah Vaughan, Oscar Peterson, Harry Edison. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, I'd like to chase a composition, which means get other people to do this, and it's the whole idea behind this program, is that we have a wonderful thing to give to each other, rather than rockets and tanks and all that other stuff. And this is one of them. Robin's Nest, written by Sir Charles Thompson, pianist and composer, and Illinois Jacquette, tenor saxophonist. We will hear Ella Fitzgerald sing it for you, 1947, I think the year of its birth, for Decca Records, with the great Hank Jones on piano, Hi White on guitar, John Simmons on string bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Then to the original done by Illinois Jacquette on his tenor, with Joe Newman trumpet, Leo Parker baritone saxophone, Sir Charles on the piano, Al Lucas bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums.
Give me something gentle, make it sentimental, whatever you could suggest. I'll take Robin's Nest. Make it sweet and tender, so I must surrender. You know I'd like nothing but the best, so I'll take Robin's Nest. For when I get that feeling going round and round, sentimental, whatever you could suggest, I'll take Robin's Nest. Way down,
Robin's Nest, written by Sir Charles Thompson and Eleanor Jacquette, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, 1947 for Decca, and played by Eleanor Jacquette and his band in 1947 for Apollo Records. Robin's Nest. Robin's Nest. Where'd that come from? Fred Robbins. That's right. New York City DJ. Okay, it's quite an honor. And a beautiful tune. And sung beautifully and played beautifully there. Okay, where are we in the time? Oh, I can say this. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma Seattle Olympia and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program you're listening to now is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Dinah Washington with Lionel Hampton.
Thank you.
dressed in the latest styles. Now I'm walking down Broadway wearing nothing but a smile. I see all kinds of little men, although they're never there. I tried to push the A train and poured whiskey in my hair. I'm a girl you can't excuse. I've got those blowtop blues. Last night I was 5 feet tall. Today I'm 8 feet ten. And every time I fall downstairs, I float right up again. When someone turned the lights on me, it like to drove me blind. I woke up in Bellevue, but I left my mind behind. I'm a gal who blew a fuse. I've got those blowtop blues.
Dinah Washington, Lionel Hampton, great records made by Decca in the mid-40s. That one, 1945. Blowtop Blues, written by Jane and Leonard Feather. The tenor saxophone soloist there was Arnett Cobb. And, of course, on vibes, Lionel Hampton. And on voice, Dinah Washington. She made a lot of great things about that time. And Lucky Thompson's band was behind her. I recommend those to you. If not for her, certainly for him. Two Pianos now and Two Pianists, 1941 for Victor with Jimmy Hoskins on drums. We are going to hear Boogie Woogie Man played by Pete Johnson and Albert Ammons. To the Bar, or if you want to call it Boogie Woogie, is fine. The other kind of blues is four rather than eight. Pete Johnson, Albert Ammons, 1941 for Victor with Jimmy Hoskins on drums doing nice brushwork behind them. Well, we'll go back to not eight to the bar, but four in the rhythmic structure of the blues. Well, let's go down to New Orleans to the St. Charles Hotel, 1936. There is little brother Montgomery about to play the piano and sing for you.
Treated her It is the last she cared for me.
Records and their Bluebird label recorded Little Brother Montgomery in New Orleans at the St. Charles Hotel, 1936. He playing the piano and singing Sorrowful Blues and Never Go Wrong Blues. Little Brother Montgomery. 1947 now for Capitol Records' Stan Kenton. There Is No Greater Love, written by Isom Jones and Marty Sims. The vocal is The Pastels.
Bye.
On the Job with Louis Armstrong at the Town Hall Concert in New York, 1947, as recorded by RCA Victor. Rockin' Chair, written by Hoagy Carmichael. Pennies from Heaven by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. And Ain't Misbehavin' by Thomas Waller and Andy Rizzo. Louis Armstrong, Bobby Hackett, Jack Teagarden, Peanuts, Hucko, Dick Carey, Bob Haggart, and Sidney Catlett performing for the world. Right there. And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours a day. Here's Louis Prima. Thank you.
just a normal street till it got that off-time beat. Now it's the place where the swing cats meet, 52nd Street. It's an endless whoa-ho-ho where the towering trumpets blow. It's quite the thing when you're feeling love, 52nd Street. Debutantes are like a rhythm rocking, maybe they're rendezvous. So their swing is absolutely shocking. Their mama's in blue cause their mama's swing too. It's the world that's set apart. It's where swinging got its start. It's like the beat of a swinging heart. 2 blocks from 50, you'll find a licky 52nd Street. Oh.
Everybody,
everybody,
all you kids,
go, 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 go.
Listen, listen to the golden rule. There's reading and writing and rhythm to learn, and we mustn't be late for school. Oh, Mr. Cole, he was a very merry soul. Yeah, old King Cole was a merry old soul, and the merry old soul was grand. He called for his pipe, called for his bowl, and he called for a three-piece band. Muffet, little Muffet, she sat upon a tuffet. Now little Miss Muffet on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came Spider and sat down beside her and fried Miss Muffet away. Lazy Mary, will you get up, will you get up, will you get up? London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Boy, little blue boy, come on and blow your horn. Say, little boy blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow when they want to hear corn. Yankee Doodle went to town, went to give a sermon. Took the longest clarinet, sounds like old man Herman. We'll be right back.
The last set started with Louis Prima, 1937 for Vocalion Records, his trumpet, his vocal of 52nd Street, written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn. Then Sammy Price playing piano with Monette Moore singing Please Mr. Blues, 1947, recorded by Decca. Woody Herman, 1952 for Mars Records, and Mother Goose Jumps, written by Ralph Burns and Woody. Arno Marsh on sax and Carl Fontana on trombone. And then two by pianist Mel Powell for Capitol Records, 1947. That Old Black Magic, written by Harold Arlen. And Cole Porter's Anything Goes with Frank Beach trumpet, Bumps Myers tenor, Chuck Gentry on baritone saxophone, Mel Powell at the piano, Red Callender bass, and Lee Young, Lester Young's brother, playing drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.